This is Trojan Media Network.
By 1917, the war had spread far beyond Europe. What began as a regional conflict was now truly global. Fighting was taking place on land, at sea, and across multiple continents.
Countries around the world had been pulled into the conflict. Empires sent soldiers from the colonies. Troops came from Africa, Asia, Australia, and Canada. This was no longer just a European war.
At sea, a new kind of warfare was changing everything. Germany used submarines called U-boats to attack enemy ships. They targeted military vessels and civilian ships.
This strategy was called unrestricted submarine warfare. Germany's submarines would sink ships without warning. The goal was to cut off supplies to Britain.
But this had consequences. In 1915, a passenger ship called the Lusitania was sunk by a German U-boat. Nearly 12,000 people died, including civilians.
The attack shocked the world. It increased anger toward Germany, especially in the United States.
At the time, the United States was not part of the war. President Woodrow Wilson had tried to keep the country neutral. Many Americans believed the war was a European problem.
But tensions were growing. In 1917, Germany resumed unrestricted submarine warfare. Ships were being sunk again. American lives were at risk.
Then a message was intercepted. It became known as the Zimmermann Telegram. Germany had sent a secret message to Mexico.
In that message, Germany suggested that if the United States entered the war, Mexico should join Germany. In return, Mexico would receive land it had lost to the United States.
When this message became public, it changed opinions. Many Americans saw it as a direct threat.
At the same time, ships carrying American passengers and goods continued to be attacked. The idea of staying neutral was becoming harder to defend.
On April 6, 1917, the United States declared war on Germany. After nearly 3 years, a new major power had entered the conflict.
American soldiers, known as the American Expeditionary Forces, began training and preparing for war. They would soon be sent across the Atlantic.
Their arrival gave new energy to the Allied forces. Fresh troops, fresh supplies, and renewed hope.
But the war was still far from over. Even as the United States joined, other countries were still struggling.
In Russia, the war had taken a heavy toll. Food shortages, economic problems, and dissatisfaction with leadership led to unrest. In 1917, revolution broke out.
The Russian government collapsed. A new government eventually decided to withdraw from the war. Russia signed a peace agreement with Germany in 1918.
This allowed Germany to focus more of its forces on the Western Front. The balance of the war shifted again.
Now, with the United States entering and Russia leaving, both sides were preparing for what could be the final stage of war.
The conflict had reached its largest scale. More countries, more soldiers, more resources.
World War I had become exactly what its name suggests, a war involving the whole world.
And as new forces entered the fight, the outcome was still uncertain.
But the end was beginning to take shape.
Next time, the war reaches its breaking point, and the final push begins.